A reading from the Gospel of John. Jesus moved about within Galilee. He did not wish to travel in Judea, because the Jews were trying to kill him. The Jewish Feast of Tabernacles was near. When Jesus' brothers had gone up to the feast, he himself also went up, not openly, but as it were in secret. Some of the inhabitants of Jerusalem said, "Is he not the one they are trying to kill? Look, he is speaking openly, and they say nothing to him." Could the authorities have realized that he is the Christ? But we know where he is from. When the Christ comes, no one will know where he is from. So Jesus cried out in the temple area as he was teaching and said, "You know me, and also where I am from. Yet I did not come on my own, but the one who sent me, whom you do not know, is true. I know him, because I am from him, and he sent me." So they tried to arrest him, but no one laid a hand upon him, because his hour had not yet come. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today we celebrate the memorial of Saints Perpetua and Felicity, two women martyrs of the early Christian Church in the beginning years of the 3rd century. Perpetua, a young noblewoman, and Felicity, her slave, were among several catechumens who were arrested as they prepared to profess their faith in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Perpetua and Felicity refused to denounce their faith, even though their refusal guaranteed that they would be put to death. Both were beheaded for their absolute loyalty to Jesus and his God. There is a striking similarity between our memory of Perpetua and Felicity and today's gospel story. Perpetua and Felicity walked in the footsteps of Jesus and imitated him in their profession of faith and unwavering fidelity to God. Nothing, not even the threat and fear of death, could make them deny the God of Jesus. Similarly, as Jesus approaches Jerusalem, he steels his resolve to preach the truth that he knows he must preach. He trusts unreservedly in the knowledge that his mission is from God, who he intimately knows as his Father. By now, Jesus is fully aware that his teachings have unsettled the authorities and power brokers. There are many, with a great deal to lose, who find his teachings too challenging, too frightening, too disturbing, entirely intolerable, and they are determined to stop him. But no threat, no fear, not even death itself, will deter Jesus from his mission. Like Perpetua and Felicity, we too are called to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. The more closely we follow, we soon discover that Jerusalem is not only a place found in Israel. Jerusalem is not confined to a geographical location. No, Jerusalem is all the places we are afraid to go, the situations we are afraid to confront, the persons we are afraid to encounter, the wisdom we are afraid to hear, and the truths we are afraid to speak. Jerusalem is wherever our fears can get the best of us, unless we know, as surely as Jesus knew, the one from whom we come, the one in whom we place all our trust and every ounce of our faith. As we continue our journey these Lenten days, we ask ourselves three questions. Where is the Jerusalem to which you are being called? What word of encouragement and guidance is the Holy Spirit giving to you as you approach Jerusalem? And finally, in whom do you place all of your trust? In whom do you place every ounce of your faith?